When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone. And welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture is My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to talk about supplements because I'm getting tons of questions over the Acupuncture is My Life app regarding what supplements this person should take, what supplements that person should take, and so forth and so on. And, it's just, I'll say it again, I don't think you should be taking any supplements. And if your body needs some type of herbal remedy to help with your condition, you should be sitting with an acupuncturist, all right? But I don't think you should just pop up in a health food store or some vitamin shop and so forth and so on and just pick up a bottle and just take it as if it's food. You know, because you're picking these things up, and it doesn't mean that it's safe because you heard that it can do this or it can do that. You know, and individuals will go to a vitamin shop or whatever and just pick up supplements as if they're shopping for food. Think about that for a second. If you're low on vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin D, just look for foods that are rich in those vitamins. And it's easy at that point for your body to determine if you really need it or not. Because nature aligns itself in a way where, let's use, for example, the human body and food, naturally grown food, it'll extract what it needs, it'll eliminate the rest. So the same amount of time that you take perusing a supplement section of a drugstore or a vitamin store, whatever, you can do the same with a grocery store or a farmer's market. And this is why I continue to, you know, recommend that along with seeing a physician on an annual basis for your regular checkups, see an acupuncturist for regular wellness visits, because Eastern Nutrition Consultations will help with that. Okay? All right, because supplements can be almost the same as like over-the-counter medications. And we all know that there's side effects to over-the-counter medications, especially if you abuse it or you take it too long. Okay, understand that. Let's take, for instance, I'll say to someone, what can I use? I'll say to someone, you know, or I'll say in a podcast, Let's just keep it safe. Get out, get some sunlight, 15 to 30 minutes of sunlight, unadulterated each day. There's a reason for that. Because there's some individuals who are vitamin D deficient. So they figure, you know, they could just pick up any bottle of vitamin D or D3 and take it and they're good. Forget the sun. I took my vitamin D supplements. One, taking too much of it or long term can lead to vitamin D toxicity, which is also called hypervitaminosis.
Do you have an R-rated sense of humor and enjoy learning about mental health? Pod Therapy is the podcast for you. Enjoy a weekly question and answer show where three therapists and a comedian explore the secrets of life, love, and wellness with a healthy dose of irreverent comedy. Pod Therapy, real people, real problems, real therapists. Check out Pod Therapy wherever you get podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just D. And it's a rare but potentially dangerous condition that occurs when you have excessive amounts of vitamin D in your body. And this is as a result of taking too much in the way of vitamin D supplements. You know. So again, if you ate vitamin D rich foods, your body would This couldn't happen, because when your body has reached its limit, it's just going to discard the rest. It's not going to extract it from the foods. And it's the power of the middle jowl. It's not going to absorb that, the essence that it doesn't need. It's going to allow the stomach to eliminate it, send it downward with stomach chi. Because you have to understand something. Your body regulates the amount of vitamin D that is produced by either exposure to the sun or foods that are fortified with vitamin D. And you see, there's a major consequence of vitamin D toxicity. And that's the buildup of calcium in your blood, which is called hypercalcemia. And you'll start experiencing symptoms of, let's say, weakness, nausea, vomiting, frequent urination. And vitamin D toxicity can progress to bone pain and even kidney problems. And it can even create calcium stones in the body. So it's important that you're aware of this. There's another is individuals taking iron supplements. Now, taking too much in the way of iron supplements can be super dangerous. Why? Because iron is a fat-soluble nutrient. So when you're taking more than your body can use, your body will begin to store it, these excess amounts, in your liver, which is bad because it doesn't excrete it. It'll even store it in your tissues or various yin or yang organs. So if you overdose on iron supplements, not only would you have to seek medical attention right away, you would have to see an acupuncturist right away, because you can damage either one or a variation of yin or yang organs real fast. Okay. There's certain types of foods that you can eat that are rich in iron. See an acupuncturist. You're suffering from some type of deficiency of the blood, qi deficiency as a result of iron deficiency. See an acupuncturist. Because not only are there different types of meats like liver, oysters, beef, that can give you upwards of, let's say, 60 to 65% of your recommended daily intake of iron. You know, roast beef, dark turkey, ground beef, upwards of about 25%. You also have, for vegans or vegetarians, there are plants, lentils, black-eyed peas, spinach. That's a good source of iron. And the list goes on. This is why I say sit with an acupuncturist. Another's multivitamins for children. You should not be giving your child multivitamins, in my opinion. And I'm going to underscore that, my opinion. Because in my opinion, what you're feeding your child may be lacking the appropriate vitamins and minerals needed for that growing child. You don't need multivitamins for most healthy children who are growing normally. Foods are their best source of nutrients. And once in a blue, once, maybe twice a year, you could bring them in for an acupuncture treatment. But with children, just cut out the snacks. Teach them proper nutrition. Vegetables and fruits are important. Let that be their snacks. Fruits, nuts, and so forth. And I'm not a big advocate of milk. If you listen to Acupuncture's My Life podcast regularly, you would already know that. Not a big advocate of milk. I'm not going to touch on multivitamins for children too much because that can be a delicate issue. If you have questions or concerns, see an acupuncturist right away regarding the health of your child. It's important. Of course, periodically, they're going to be, or at least annually, they're going to be seeing their pediatrician. Another is taking vitamins A and E. You have to be very careful with those two. Because a daily intake of vitamin E supplement.
Do you have an R-rated sense of humor and enjoy learning about mental health? Pod Therapy is the podcast for you. Enjoy a weekly question and answer show where three therapists and a comedian explore the secrets of life, love, and wellness with a healthy dose of irreverent comedy. Pod Therapy, real people, real problems, real therapists. Check out Pod Therapy wherever you get podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It can increase your risk of dying prematurely, as well as vitamin A. If you're taking this on regular for years, understand something: health is wealth. The wealth is not in your wallet or your pocket or your purse. The wealth is not in an app on your phone or in a cryptocurrency account, which you take it. Think about that for a second. Great analogy. The wealth is not under your mattress, it's not in the shoebox in the closet, nor is it under the doghouse in the backyard. And the wealth is not in the bank, nor in the safe. The wealth is in you. The wealth is in you. But you know what else? Vitamin C. What's so hard about picking up an orange or some fruits once a day? Especially if you're on some type of medication that's been prescribed by your physician. Taking vitamin C supplements can potentially interfere with that and cause complications. Large doses of vitamin C can cause diarrhea or upset stomach. I've seen this a lot at the Acupunctures My Life clinic here in New York City. But when I'm talking about prescription medications, an example can be, it can interfere with blood thinners or cholesterol-lowering medications. And it's important that you're aware of this. And it's also important that you make acupuncture part of your life, okay? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?